This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for some end-of-the-week fun with the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist, and joining us for the first time here in 2010, their master impressionist, Mark Eaton. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, I heard you traveled a little bit over the holidays. Fortunately, you were not on the Amsterdam to Detroit flight.
That is true. I actually searched out some warmer climes because, I don't know, you know, Al Gore has got this thing a little bit messed up, if you ask me. I mean, it has been freezing here in D.C. If this global warming thing is going to take off, I wish it would really start soon.
Yeah, you know, he's got to be just kicking the furniture wherever he is right now. The wintertime, probably not the best time to make the case for this. And then they had that huge conference in Denmark, and it was like record cold and snow. So
Absolutely. But yes, going back to your flights, that was probably a good flight to miss. You know, I guess the security guards are now asking boxers, briefs, or bombs when you go through security. I don't know what's going on.
I know. Some of the, the last time it was the shoe, and now we got to take those off at the airport. I'm a little bit scared the next time I have to go what it's going to be now that this guy had it wired into his boxers or briefs or whatever they were.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, they're going to go with this full body scan, I guess they're talking about now. So the good news is that under Obamacare, that will be considered an MRI. But you know what, the terrorists probably won't have the $15 copay, so that'll keep them off the planes as well.
There you go.
Double-edged sword.
Exactly. I saw another political cartoon this week that folks will be able to keep their New Year's resolutions for weight loss now that they know that they're going to be going under the full body scans.
Yeah, I don't want those TSA guys seeing them, you know, kind of naked underneath, huh?
Exactly. Can't hide anymore.
There you go.
But anyway, as we mentioned just a moment ago, this is not the first time that a radical has tried to blow up an airliner headed for the United States, because Richard Reed tried to do it with his shoes a few years ago, and the Capitol Steps did not ignore that.
We did not, and this kind of goes back. This is going to the school where they teach terrorism to folks like Richard Reed. That's what this bit sets up.
Here we go.
Good evening, and welcome to Terrorist School. Your usual teacher, Mr. Mullah, could not be here tonight. Unfortunately, he was attempting to blow up a car and burned his lips on the exhaust pipe. Normally, I would introduce myself, but in order to pronounce my name, you'd have to be able to swallow your own foot. By the way, congratulations to those of you who survived the take-home test on poisoning. Tonight's lesson, terrorism on a shoestring. Ba-boom, ba-boom. Ba-boom, ba-boom. Life can be extreme, though you've ambitions to be dead extremist kooks. And if you haven't any money for the nukes, here's a little scheme to start. Shoe bomb, shoe bomb, shoe bomb. Join Al-Qaeda's team, though folks might think that you're a suicidal freak. Just fill your Nikes with a little light plastic. Boost your self-esteem, sweetheart. Suicide. Though it has a sulfur sting, though this bomb is crude, no one will suspect a thing. It smells like airline food. Now your life's a dream, with 40 virgins who will meet you and you'll see. The only problem is the virgins look like me. That will make you scream, sweetheart. It will go boom.
Ah, the Capitol Steps with some classified intelligence right there, taking us inside the plotting room.
Absolutely. I'd forgotten. That's kind of a fun song.
Well, the other big political story this week, Mark, you're losing some of your favorite targets up there on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, we sure are. Got a couple retirements. Dodd and Dorgan are hanging it up, and I guess it sounds like there's going to be many more to follow on both the House and the Senate side.
It could be, yeah. I know there hasn't been a lot of Byron Dorgan parodies over the years, but I believe Chris Dodd was one of the 76 unknowns a couple years ago.
He was one of the 76 unknowns, as well as appearing in our blame song when the AIG guys got all their bonuses. And he and Barney Frank holding hearings trying to place blame, and the AIG guy said, hey, you know, we did all this at this big, you know, Caribbean retreat. As I recall, you both were there.
Yeah. It's not just, I think, because he was missing Washington or missing in Connecticut that Chris Dodd decided to bow out. He had a few issues to deal with that were going to make this year pretty tough for him to get reelected.
It was going to be tough, but, you know, he's going to spend more time with his family.
Love that explanation?
I love that. Wouldn't you love to hear somebody saying, yes, I'm running for Congress because I got to get away from my family?
Mark, as always, a lot of fun. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com, where you can still get their brand new holiday CD, Barackin' Around the Christmas Tree. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.